Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining me in studio.
Thank you for having me here.
It's not often I, you know, get people in my studio, so yay.
Yeah, good to be here.
So could you explain, you know, some have wondered why the Heart Foundation ad campaign even aired at all. What kind of thinking would have gone into the production of this kind of ad?
Well, I think this ad impressed me like a very good example to show that sometimes marketers are taking it too easy to decide what they want to say and how to say it. So apparently in this ad campaign, marketers are saying in a pure marketer's language that they believe is the right way to express the ideas. However, there's actually a gap between what marketers would like to say and what consumers want to hear from marketers. So it's really, really important that marketers need to be more sensitive to understand what consumers want to know and what they want to hear from marketers so that they can exercise a little bit to craft their message in a more acceptable way.
Mm. Well, the Heart Foundation, they initially stood by the campaign before ultimately pulling it. How do marketing professionals justify the use of shock tactics, even when, you know, it might make the audience uncomfortable?
Well, many marketers, they actually have realized that shock effects or surprise effects do work sometimes in creating a stronger memory point among consumers, that they would recall the brands more easily and they would recall they would remember the brands for a longer term. But there is also the dark side of that sometimes the emotion that is triggered and created by these kind of surprise effects could go the other way around, that consumers actually caught in a very negative emotions, and as a result, when they do record the brands, they record the brands in association with a negative emotion, and in the long run, it's going to damage the brand, that the brand is associated with bad reputation that consumers actually don't enjoy talking about or remembering this brand. So there's short-term effects that, yes, you are able to create kind of immediate effects about high recall rate about your brands, but in the long run, you need to be really, really careful because your brand may suffer from the a lack of credibility and a lack of good reputation.
Which seems a bit bizarre for the Heart Foundation, considering, you know, it's the Heart Foundation tick of approval on your labeling, and that's completely reliant on, you know, reputation. And then to, in the long run, damage it seems kind of intuitive.
Yeah, I think I sort of understand why consumers do feel outrageous when they view this ad from the Heart Foundation. I think the message in this particular ad is very judgmental. So basically, they're saying that if you don't take care of your heart health, you're not loving and caring enough for your families or for your kids. This is a very strong, definitive message that many consumers may not want to hear, or they may not welcome, they may not accept at all. So I think marketers do really need to realize that consumers don't like to be labeled. They don't like to be judged, or they don't like to be defined, especially by marketers. Consumers are having a stronger claim of ownership in deciding what they want to do, what brand they want to choose, and in particular, what message they want to hear from marketers. So I think one of the reasons why this campaign did fail is because the message is a bit too strong in terms of being judgmental, and this is really anti what consumers would like to have from marketers. And yes, but unfortunately, this is not very first time that Heart Foundation got itself into a controversy with its marketing campaigns. Years ago, it got into another controversy when it allowed fast food brands like McDonald's to use its tick on certain fast food products, indicating that these products are actually helpful with your health, which is sort of difficult for consumers to digest and accept. I think this is, financially, it did cash in a lot of money for this organization, but brand-wise, it did lose some of the credibility of its brand by allowing a non-compatible brand to use its brand power.
Right. Well, you know, taking in consideration this McDonald's scandal and this latest ad campaign, what can we see the Heart Foundation's reputation in the future? Are they in trouble?
Well, it does depend on what they're going to do as the follow-up, because we do have a lot of marketers believing that all publicity is good publicity. Now, if Heart Foundation follows that stream of thought, they may take it as a good news, because a lot of people are talking about that. It does have some sort of impact created in the marketplace. However, depending on what Heart Foundation is about to do, they do have a chance to really correct the reputation, meaning they can leverage on the traffic or attention that this campaign has received, yet doing something totally different to add new meanings or add new layers of meanings of its brand so as to redirect consumers' attention from the negative side of this campaign to a more positive side about the brand. So I think it's really important for marketers like Heart Foundation to be really experienced and strategic with crisis management strategies. Having a publicity like this could be a good starting point that has created more opportunities for the companies to have more conversations with consumers. But if they're not experienced or if they're not strategic with the follow-up strategies, they probably will lose the reputation and the credibility among consumers, and probably when they realize that, it might be too late for them to do anything.
Oh dear. Well, you know, we'll definitely be looking out to see what the Heart Foundation does, because, you know, I really like the Heart Foundation. You know, I like their seeing their little tick. Makes me always feel very warm inside whenever I'm eating the food. But we'll see in the future, won't we?
Yeah, I wish it good luck.
Good luck, Heart Foundation. Wish you very good luck. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.